It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, since it's officially the new year,
yes,
a lot of us are making New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
We talked a little bit about that earlier this week, I think.
Yes.
On New Year's Eve, we did.
Yeah.
So I thought that today we would talk about New Year's resolutions,
oh,
and it turns out there's a pretty long history
of resoluting.
New Year's resoluting.
Do we ever take it seriously, or
back in the day.
All right, let's have it.
So the ancient Babylonians are thought to be the very first people to make New Year's resolutions.
The Babylonians, you
yes,
say?
Yes, around 4,000 years ago in Babylon, the earliest recorded celebration honoring the coming of a new year was held.
Okay.
The calendar wasn't the same as it is now.
No.
So they celebrated the new year in early spring. The Babylonians held a festival in late March during the first new moon after the spring equinox.
The first new moon
after the spring equinox.
After the spring
equinox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Yes. The collective ceremonial events were known as the Akitu Festival, which lasted 11 days. And during the festival, they made promises to the gods to pay their debts and return any objects they had borrowed. And if they kept their word, the gods would bestow favor on them for the coming year.
I will pay off my cable bill. I will
return the
weed whacker, those kind of things.
Right.
I can
Something
imagine.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So then when Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar around 46 BC, he consulted with the best astronomers and mathematicians of the time and declared January 1st, the first day of the year.
It only makes sense.
And it was to honor the god Janus. And Janus is the god of beginnings, transitions, time, doorways, and endings. Both beginnings and endings.
And he's
usually depicted as having two faces since he looks to the future and to the past.
And the past, right.
And the Romans would begin each year by making promises and sacrifices
to
Janus.
Now, we stopped doing the sacrifices, and that's probably not a bad thing.
Right, but the promises, part of it, kind of, ish.
It's a promise-ish.
Ish. So at the end...
I'll try.
Yeah.
I think that's more what it is.
Yeah.
I'll try.
So at the end of the Great Depression, about a quarter of American adults formed New Year's resolutions. At the start of the 21st century, about 40% did. According to the American Medical Association, around 40 to 50% of Americans participate in the New Year's resolution tradition.
Okay.
A study found that 46% of participants who made common New Year's resolutions, like losing weight or exercising or quitting smoking, were likely to succeed over 10 times as among those deciding to make life changes at other times of the year.
So
you're more likely to succeed.
That's pretty good.
Than other times of the year.
That's pretty good. I'm going to quit smoking this year.
Good for you.
You'll see.
Good for you.
You'll see.
So 35% of participants who failed their New Year's resolutions admitted they had unrealistic goals.
Okay.
Yeah. And 33% didn't keep track of their progress, and a further 23% forgot about it just in general.
Now, is there any statistical data, Sarah, to back up that if I have a New Year's resolution and I tell somebody else about it, that I'm more likely to keep that resolution as opposed to if I just...
I don't know, but that would make sense, wouldn't
it?
Because then you would be like more accountable.
Or if I just write it in my diary, that's no good.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell somebody.
Right. That would kind of make you more accountable for it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would.
Yeah. So a 2007 study from the University of Bristol involving 3,000 people showed that 88% of those who set New Year's resolutions fail.
Oh.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
That's a high failure
Despite the fact that 52% of the study's participants were confident of success at the beginning.
Well, that's the problem. You shouldn't be so confident.
Too confident. Yeah.
Overconfident.
Yeah. Men achieved their goal 22% more often when they engaged in goal setting, a system where small, measurable goals were set, such as losing a pound a week instead of just saying losing weight in general.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Did you say men?
It does say men, but I would think just anyone in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's very logical. It does make a lot of sense.
So the most common resolutions are getting into shape and losing weight, though others include de-stressing, saving money, and enjoying life to the fullest.
That's a cop-out.
That is
such a cop-out.
It kind of is.
I'm going to be true to myself in the new year,
Sarah.
There's another one I'm going to...
Yes. So U.S. News and World Report notes 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February.
Yeah, a lot of failures, Sarah. You're very
by
negative
February.
With this. By February?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they...
It's that long,
if
right?
If it's still going today on the 2nd, I mean, hats off to you.
Pretty good, yeah.
Made it over the hump.
So the website WalletHub used 56 key metrics such as access to gyms, green spaces, and fast food eateries to rank which states were the best and worst for sticking to your resolution.
Okay.
The top three best cities for keeping your resolutions.
Cities or states? Cities?
Cities.
Okay.
Are San Francisco,
okay.
Scottsdale, Arizona, and San Diego.
Well, Scottsdale, no surprise.
Yeah.
They're determined.
And the worst...
They live in the desert, Sarah. They're determined.
Right. The worst three were Newark, New Jersey, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Gulfport, Mississippi. And I did not see... New York, any cities in New York on either of those top 10 lists.
So average.
I don't know. Maybe we're like somewhere in the middle.
So average.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the New Year's resolutions, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Time to Change by the Brady Bunch.
You know I love this one.
Yes.
I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to sing along.
That's fine.
All right. Great.
Please
here
do.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.